start, a word drove land and sea apart. It's dangerous and it's sharp, don't let it fool ya. The word raised up and brought down kings, the word made rocks and living things, and all creation sings an alleluia. 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 Alleluia.
The Lord be with you. And with your spirit, a reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Glory to you, O Lord. Many of Jesus' disciples who were listening said, "This saying is hard. Who can accept it?" Since Jesus knew that his disciples were murmuring about this, he said to them, "Does this shock you? What if you were to see the Son of Man ascending to where he was before? It is the Spirit that gives life, while the flesh is of no avail. The words I have spoken to you are spirit and life, but there are some of you who do not believe." Jesus knew from the beginning the ones who would not believe and the one who would betray him. And he said, "For this reason I have told you that no one can come to me unless it is granted him by my Father." As a result of this, many of his disciples returned to their former way of life and no longer accompanied him. Then Jesus said to the 12, "Do you also want to leave?" Simon Peter answered him, "Master, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. We have come to believe and are convinced, yet that you are the Holy One of God." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. This morning, our Lord teaches us something about belief, something about coming to him, something about believing in him and trusting in him and having confidence in him. We will today have our missionary, Father Lemuel Galeas, who will be preaching to us. And so I invite you to listen carefully to the words of our missionary. Thank you. Father Galeas.
Five weeks in a row, our gospel talks about the bread of life, this course from the Gospel of John chapter 6. It started with the multiplication of bread, where Jesus makes the miracle out of five loaves and two fish and feed the multitude. Then the people followed Jesus because they want more. But then Jesus made them reflect about the importance of the bread that gives eternal life over the material bread that nourishes only our perishable body. Tension between Jesus and his listeners builds up when Jesus said, "I am the bread that comes down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will have eternal life." And when Jesus said, "Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life. I will raise him on the last day," people think this is too much, and they walked away. And so in our gospel today, Jesus asked the apostles, do you also want to leave? Peter, in behalf of the other disciples, professed our faith. Master, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. We have come to believe and are convinced that you are the Holy One of God. I am Father Lemuel Galias from the Philippines, and I am here in cooperation with the Mission Cooperative Plan of the Church and the Propagation of the Faith. Your diocese is part of this, and every year they invite missionaries to come to your country, and they told us all the missionaries will be sent to all kinds of churches, big or small, so that everybody will have equal opportunity to know, to learn, to listen, to be concerned of what are the mission of the church, especially in the other side of the world. Because all of us are missionaries by virtue of our baptism. I am here in behalf of the orphanage of the Virgin of Guadalupe in the Philippines. You know, my country is a very beautiful country. Maybe it is bigger than one or two states in your country. But we are composed of 7,100 islands. So you can just imagine all the waters. We are being surrounded by the oceans. We have beautiful sceneries, beautiful beaches, the mountains. Only that we have calamities. We have volcanoes, and I want to emphasize the plural of it, volcanoes. Because sometimes in one region, you can find two or three volcanoes all active. We have earthquakes. We have typhoons. According to statistics, no less than 20 typhoons enter the Philippine area of responsibility every year. So it is more than one typhoon a month. We become used to it. That is why Filipinos are called resilient people. We laugh at them when they come. But the recent calamities that entering our country proved to be more destructive and damaging. You might have heard about the Typhoon Haiyan that hit our country in 2013. It was the strongest ever. It practically devastated the whole city that not even the Philippine government can cope up with the problem. So every institution has to be on their own to recover from the damages. In 2016, we were hit by another typhoon, Nona. It directly hit the orphanage and damages their houses. And in 2017, weeks before the installation of my new bishop, we were hit by another typhoon or Duha. It isolated us for about 2 miles, and you cannot move farther than that because in your right side you can find bridges damaged, and at your left side you can see landslides and rock slides. That is my country. And in a crisis like this, when the sisters were asking help, the one that are running the orphanage, were asking help for the children, people were telling them, sisters, we are also in need. All of us are victims of these calamities. And look at yourself. You cannot even take care of yourself. Why did you give up that orphanage? Bring the children to their irresponsible parents. They are not your problems. And truly, if you are in a crisis like this, words like this seems to be an inspiration. Anyhow, thinking about yourself, prioritizing yourself if you really are in need, is not bad after all. And even the sisters were tempted to follow their advice. But every time that they look at the eyes of these children, know their stories, it is always a pain in the heart even just to think of abandoning them. You know, the orphanage of the Virgin of Guadalupe was not a dream of anybody. Even the founder of this, a diocesan priest, never dreamed of having an orphanage in his lifetime. he was just challenged by a generosity of a 9-year-old girl. The story was this: one day after the retreat of the sisters, the priest was their driver. He was there at the car waiting for the sisters to come back, when suddenly somebody was knocking at the side of the car. It was a 6-year-old boy begging for something. In my country, children begging on the streets is just an ordinary scenario. And so the priest instinctively drew something from his pocket. He found this peso coin. He gave it to the boy. The boy was overjoyed. He left immediately. Do you know the value of our peso? Your $1 is more than 50 pesos. The boy was overjoyed when he received the peso coin. But the priest remembered that they have sandwiches in the car, so he grabbed for one. He looked for the boy when he came across with this 9-year-old girl who happened to find a grain of peanut. You can imagine the grain of peanut, the size of it. It is smaller than my thumb. But you know what she did? She divided the peanut into two. She ate the half and the other half. She approached a much younger boy, about 4 years old, and she put that half of peanut into the mouth of the boy to eat. And so the priest was looking at them mesmerized. He was reflecting, look at this girl. She is in need. She is hungry, but still can be generous. Even the peanut that she should have swallowed to eat, she can share to a hungry boy like her. And so she was asking himself, what am I doing as a priest? Will I be just satisfied of giving them peso coin and tell God, Lord, I fulfilled my obligation, I helped somebody? The boy who received the peso coin arrived, only to find out later that the three were brothers and sisters. And when the people noticed that the priest was with these kids, they come to him and said, Father, if you please bring these children with you, because if nobody will take care of them, they will become problems of our society. In fact, according to them, they are already our problems, because they know how to steal food from the stores. In my country, if you have stores, all the doors are open, all the windows are open, your merchandise should be seen from outside. These children simply know how to steal food from them. And so the priest began to convince the children to come to him to the rectory, but these children were not interested. He allures them with toys, with clothing, with education, but these children were simply not interested because they love the streets. But you know, when they heard about food, about never go hungry anymore in the streets, they changed their minds and eventually followed the priest to the rectory. At the rectory, the priest was very interested. Why are you in the streets? Where are your parents? Marlene, the 9-year-old girl, told the story that when she was about 7 years old, their mother got sick, very, very sick. She was bedridden. And I would like to say this, I am hesitant to use that word bedridden because they do not have bed in their house. And so one night, their mother called Marlene, Marlene, can you promise me to take care of your brothers? Marlene said, yes, mother, 7 years old, promising to her mother, yes, mother, I will take care of my brothers. Then their mother closed her eyes. Marlene went to sleep. In the middle of the night, the father arrived drunk. He slept beside his wife, only to find out early in the morning that he was sleeping with a stiff and cold body. His wife was dead. And so the children thought that now that their mother is dead, they will be taken care of by their father. But the opposite happened. Every day they are being sent away by their father to the streets, beg for something, give the money to him so that he can sustain his vices. And one night, when he arrived home, no food in the table, no money from the children. He picked up the youngest of them, about 2 years old, and threw him out of the window in anger. In my country, we have big, wide open windows. We also have that rights of children, that rights of women. Only that it is not implemented as it is in the U.S. Your children are very lucky, Herbie. They can be defended by your law, not in my country. And so the priest listening to that story was reflecting, these children are not the problems of our society. They are the victims of the ills of the society. And so there, he decided to open an orphanage, and he called it the Orphanage of the Virgin of Guadalupe. And since then, it becomes the home of abandoned children, abused children, unwanted children. It becomes the halfway home of rape victims, victims of human trafficking, and so forth. And now they are in need. They are about to close, but the mission cooperative plan of the church believe in this cause. That is why they allowed us to be part of this mission. They told us, come to us. Tell your story to our people. You still have brothers and sisters in the other side of the world. But you know, I must confess, when I was assigned for this mission, I do not know what to say. I will be stepping on a foreign land. I will be talking to people I do not know. You do not know me. I do not know you. You do not know these children. You also have your own problems. Why bother you? So I was trying to find the strength from the words of Jesus himself until I came across with the gospel about the multiplication of the bread. I was inspired by that boy who decided to be generous, and he gave up that 5 loaves and 2 fish, and Jesus was able to make miracle and feed multitude. The gospel is telling me, Lemuel, do not worry. Even though people just give a little of what they have, if they give it from their heart and you offered it on the hands of Jesus, God can make miracle out of it and you can feed multitude. And you know, when God gives, there is always extra. That is why at the later part of the gospel, Jesus said to the apostles, go, gather the leftover so that nothing will be wasted. Everything is a grace from God. Sometimes we can find ourselves buying something because we do not want to go hungry. But later on we are just throwing them away because we realize that we cannot consume them all. Or sometimes we are buying things and eventually throwing them away because we realize that we do not need them anyway. If you really want to become part of the mission, you do not have to cut something from what you need. You also have your need. Not even from your luxury, because you work for it, you have the right to enjoy it. All you have to do is to think of those things that go to waste. If you can only remember that there are children in the other side of the world that can be satisfied of sharing even a grain of peanut, you can imagine your waste can become their nourishment. I would like to thank your bishop, your pastor, and all of you for opening the church for us, listening to our stories. Jesus is always telling us, the Blessed Mother keeps on telling us, there are a lot of evil in this world, and there is only one way for that evil to triumph in this world. It is when good people do nothing.